It gives me great pleasure to be invited to endorse Living with Chronic Pain, From OK to Despair and Finding My Way Back Again. I have been aware Dawn was writing this book for several years and have been looking forward to the day I could read it. I was captivated from page one. Dawn drew me in with her easy conversational style. She also brings a unique perspective to the literature on pain, as she has the experience from both sides of the healthcare system. That is, she has serious and complex health conditions which cause her chronic pain, and secondly, she has worked as a health professional for more than 30 years. When I founded the Australian Pain Management Association in 2009, my mantra to myself, it kept me sane, and other patients was, "Your pain is real, and there is a physical cause. You are not making it up." The big change came for me when I learned that it wasn't all in my head, but my brain was and is sending the pain through the network of nerves to my leg and foot, even though these are numb, but otherwise basically fine. My focus changed from wanting it fixed to, I can band together the skills and habits that work for me and keep at it every day. My pain is now 5 or below out of 10. This book explores the critical issue of chronic pain, which affects more than 3.4 million of us in Australia. Back pain is the leading cause of disability, both here and globally. Ongoing pain causes enormous suffering for the patient, but also for their family and friends. It is common for Australians living with chronic pain to develop depression, and they are twice as likely to take their own lives. Dawn was not immune to the ravages of chronic pain when the pain took charge. Medication didn't work at all. Every movement was beyond endurance. She was unable to talk to loved ones, and panic-stricken that the doctors had no more tricks left. Reading Dawn's raw account of her worst agony and indignity vividly demonstrates the depths of the physical and mental anguish of chronic pain. At this nadir, when Dawn was most frustrated by the usual hospital clinicians, it was a hospital physiotherapist who listened to what she really needed, and that encounter commenced Dawn's very gradual and ongoing rehabilitation. Dawn's story may well become your survival guide. Alongside her personal story of pain also sits the narrative of self-care. There are not enough specialized pain clinics to help everyone with chronic pain, so self-help is critically important and can lessen the slide into distress and incapacity. In this book, Dawn's journey illustrates how self-help can be effective and empowering when it is combined with the strategies given at health appointments. Dawn learns to walk beside her treating health professionals, working in partnership rather than expecting them to come up with the answers. As she says, "I got control of my pain." That's empowering for all of us. You can have a lot of pain even when the body has healed. This is often a hard concept for patients to understand and accept. It was for me. However, gaining a sense of pain as a complex thing can lead to the evidence-based therapies making more sense. This book presents the central elements of acceptance and commitment theory and cognitive behavior therapy, amongst others, in a bright and engaging way. Discovering that thinking affects moods, and both affect pain, can be an important part of the plan leading to managing the worst aspects of pain. This book is also for health professionals working with people with chronic pain. If you want great insight into living with pain from an author who also speaks healthcare language and believes in evidence-based medicine, then this book is for you. This book goes a long way to improving understanding of people who live with pain and the stigma we face. Finally,